This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number, almost did it, 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. That's 603-283-6160.
Now you must pay the toll.
Yes, for those who still have landlines and pay for long distance, and that you'll have to pay for your long distance call.
Is there some sort of a troll at the toll?
Maybe.
I'm a pretty good troll, so maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Hold on. Well said.
So yesterday here in New Hampshire, there was a candlelit vigil outside of the governor's house, correct?
There was.
What was the vigil in support of or lamenting or?
I would say it was remembering the victims of the governor's orders, the people who
the mandates of his lockdown.
Yeah, the people who've lost their businesses, which we don't know how many of those people there are.
Their jobs.
We know some of them personally.
The ones who have killed themselves.
Yeah, and we know some of them who are on the cusp of losing their businesses as well. Like, there's a lot of businesses out there that are just barely making it. And are back behind in, like, rent payments, and they only still are open because their landlords... Because the landlord is like, well, you know, okay, my tenant's not paying the bills. I mean, they're throwing me a little bit here and there, but they're not paying the rent.
Right.
Do I kick them out? Because if I kick them out, am I going to be able to get anything at all for this space?
Right.
Well, didn't the CDC make it illegal to evict tenants right now?
I suspect that only applies to... People?
Apartments, yeah, like residences. Yeah. So, like, businesses, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on that. I probably have to look it up to be certain. But I do know that if you're an individual and you rent a place to stay, you cannot pay your rent for a period of time and get away with it, thanks to some legislation. But also, if you have a mortgage, you can go into forbearance of that mortgage in the same way you could forbear a student loan. So interest continues to accrue, and you're still responsible for paying it off. So basically, you just get a vacation from paying, but the interest still accrues, and you're still responsible for paying it off. So whenever the state of emergency ends, right, then you got to start paying again, plus the interest you've accrued during the time that you didn't pay.
Well, so far, the so-called state of emergency has gone on for the entire year.
Yeah, they should just pluralize it, right? States of emergency. The United States of Emergency is what they should change the name of the country to. Yeah.
Don't give them ideas.
Right.
Yeah. You're right.
This crap has already lasted way too long for a virus that just isn't killing that many people.
So the intention, as I understand it, Aria, and I did not attend this event. I was busy at the time. But the intention was that there have been these multiple protests outside of the so-called governor's house here in New Hampshire over the last several weeks. They started in late November after he put the mask mandate into effect.
Now, is this a government building? Like,
no.
I know some states have, you know, governor's mansions and things like that.
New Hampshire has it. I actually researched this earlier this year. New Hampshire does have a quote-unquote governor's mansion, but it's basically like unoccupied, or it's a museum or something like that.
Okay.
There's been a history of governors like trying to be, I guess, closer to the people or something like that, so they just stay in their normal homes in New Hampshire, which is kind of a good thing.
I would just like to say that politicians don't deserve mansions.
Of course not. No, I'm with you. And in fact, I would say he's got, like, you know, a larger home, but not that big. It's not a mansion that he lives in. It's just like a big house. It's not
similar
even a big house.
Similar to the AG's home?
The attorney general here in New Hampshire, I would say similar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is an actual residential area. It's not a governmental building.
No,
correct.
It's at the end of a street. There's a cul-de-sac, and he's got two neighbors.
And the town in which he lives recently passed an ordinance that made it illegal for people
picketing, to do so-called picketing. But the ordinance does not define what they mean by picketing.
Right.
Now, the classic kind of understanding of it is to hold signage. And
because we covered it last night, they did pass that as a result of protests in front of the governor's home.
Obviously.
So the governor is definitely trying to take steps to keep people from protesting in front of his house.
Well, that's not entirely fair. We don't know whether or not Sununu actually asked the town council or city council or whatever to do this.
Well, somebody with the last name Sununu is on the town council.
Ah.
So I've heard a rumor that it's his brother.
Very
but
likely.
I did not do the research.
Yeah, I think it's Michael Sununu or something.
Yeah, so I... that seems like it might be a conflict of interest, you know, like passing...
Sure does. A little nepotism or something?
Maybe. So
I'd be curious to see what the vote results are on this, then.
I suspect it was unanimous of the town council.
It was.
Yeah.
They were all like, yep, we're all on board.
Yeah.
You know, it was anonymous. I mean,
I read. Okay. I read a portion of the conversation from the actual meeting, the Zoom meeting that occurred about discussing this ordinance last night.
What was happening was there's these protests were going on, and they were peaceful protests. I mean, nobody threw a firebomb at the man's house or anything like that.
Right.
But that, you know, the neighbors were upset because I can understand why the neighbors wouldn't like protesters.
Well, don't let politicians live in your neighborhood.
Right.
Problem solved.
Right. Throw the problem
out.
They
bring problems everywhere they go.
So they passed this ordinance, and then people decided, okay, well, instead of a picketing of, like, signage and a loudspeaker or a PA system or whatever, which is what we had been doing there, they said, all right, well, we'll do a candlelight vigil. I mean, that's a peaceful activity. It doesn't make any noise. It's just a thing that people do to remember, right, to memorialize. And so they went there last night, and apparently a reporter from NH Journal at InsideSources.com, and I had his name here, but I don't have it in front of me. Anyway, this reporter, he went along in order to report on said event, and according to the people who called in, I think it was actually Bill Domenico called in last night from the scene, every single person who went to this candlelight vigil was given a ticket for so-called picketing.
How many people were there? Do we know?
It sounded like 7, 8, a dozen somewhere in there.
Yeah, I'd say 12 or less. Yeah.
How many cops were there?
More than that.
More than 20.
20 plus.
Jesus.
And there were a dozen cops on the scene at the beginning, and then another dozen came.
And this was all to accost a dozen or so people who were holding candles.
That's correct. Yeah, it's insane. What happened last night. And there is video of what happened last night, and actually Vincent is working on cutting together kind of an overview of it, because there's just so much, because, you know, these are activists, so they know how to use a video camera. So
right. That
was the good thing. Like, if anything good came out of last night, it's the fact that it was documented from beginning to end. So,
well, plus, there was evidently a journalist there.
Right.
And he was documenting it as well.
Yeah, he thought he was going to be able to report on a thing. Instead, he became involved in the thing, because these goons, and they were very intimidating when they actually came in with the extra goons onto the scene. They had, like, batons, and they were, like, in a fighting stance, basically. They wanted to start a fight. They wanted somebody to try it with them, and so they could get even more violent. But here's the report from InsideSources.com. Newfields police used a controversial new ordinance to ticket protesters gathered outside of Governor Chris Sununu's home Monday night. They also ticketed the NH Journal reporter covering the event, despite being repeatedly informed that he was a journalist on the job. Monday morning, no real journalist would be here covering these people. Monday morning, NH Journal broke the story of the Newfield Select Board passing an ordinance banning picketing at private residences. According to minutes of the December 8th meeting, the ordinance was a response to weeks of peaceful protests against the governor's statewide mask mandate by opponents outside of his home.
Yeah, it was proposed on December 8th.
The ordinance reads the following, quote, "It is unlawful for any person to engage in picketing before or about the residence or dwelling of any individual in the town of Newfields. Violators are subject to fines of up to $100 for each offense." And, indeed, it's his brother, Michael, is a select board member in Newfields, and his name appears on the signed ordinance. In response to the new rule, which some free speech advocates believe may violate the First Amendment, gee, you think?
I'm pretty sure May. It does.
May.
A group of about 10 protesters gathered outside of Sununu's house Monday evening. The gathering, organized by a group calling itself Absolute Defiance, was announced on social media. State and local police were on hand to greet the protesters when they arrived.
Oh, I'm sure they had, you know, warm cups of cocoa and hot towels for them.
At the December 8th Select Board meeting, the chief of police, police explained that enforcement efforts would be, quote, aggressive in nature.
Jesus.
Tell you more about what happened.
Yeah, because this story gets more and more intense, and it just happened yesterday here in New Hampshire. What are your thoughts about this? Is this blatantly illegal, a violation of one's First Amendment's right to free speech? 603-283-6160.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE .com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch a itch. It was awesome.
You give him Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE .com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living, and to survive, and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. 603-283-6160, which tonight is Aria, Captain, and Ian. And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live for more than a year, I think. And you, maybe you wanted to set up one of their easy-to-use masternodes or stake Divi so that you can start earning Divi right now. Well, Ian has actually set up a Divi Masternode, and he said it was super easy. Staking, of course, was even easier. We're not investment advisors here, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Just go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. And if you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. Now, we're talking about what happened here in New Hampshire yesterday at the in front of the governor's house after the city of, what was the name of the city?
Town of Newfields.
After the town of Newfields passed a probably illegal ordinance making picketing outside of residents illegal.
But, of course, there's no punishment for the town council members if they actually did pass an illegal ordinance. It just ends up having to be challenged in court, overturned by the courts, presumably, if they're, you know, still going to uphold some semblance of freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And then, ultimately, no punishment for the people that passed it.
So, that's a really good point. There should be some sort of punishment within the Constitution for people who make unconstitutional laws.
Nope, they won't even be. They won't even lose their job.
Yeah.
Absurd. We've got Jean calling from Kentucky. She was listening last night, evidently, and she wants to discuss the governor's house a bit more. Jean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was listening last night, and Captain Kickass had to kick the gentleman off because he said a couple cuss words, you know, whatever.
I
enjoyed listening to him. Yeah, and then I think it's ridiculous. Now, is this residence belong to the people of New Hampshire or to the governor's personal house?
It's his personal house.
However, the part of land on which they were actually protesting is public property. They were not on his property.
I think y'all should be. Anybody should be allowed to public protesting if you're not harming anybody.
Yep.
I mean, that's part of the Constitution, correct?
This was just a candlelight vigil. I mean, it's just a group of people with candles.
Yeah, I heard the gentleman talk about it. It's ridiculous, all those policemen showing up. I mean, they'll be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, well, evidently the police chief
Does the governor not have a real mansion like the other states?
No, as I said before, the New Hampshire does have a mansion, but it's not actually used by the governors. So I think it's like a museum or something like that.
Okay, I'm just curious. Whatever. But anyway, also, I miss Sarah that used to call.
Oh.
Yeah, Galactose Sarah.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to her.
Again.
I don't know. It's been more than a year. It's been a year and a half.
Enjoyable to listen to. And I remember when you and Mark used to talk about mining Bitcoin years and years ago.
Wow.
That's how long I've been listening.
I've never done it, actually. I've never mined Bitcoin before.
Well, y'all were talking about it. I'm not saying you did but y'all talk about it. That's one of the first stations I listened to because I got internet radios and it was on MP3 was on.
Man, Free Talk Live memories. You've been with us for a long time.
It was before 2012. I know that.
Well, thank you for sharing that tonight. I definitely appreciate it.
Jane, thank you so much for the call. That was a pleasant reminder of things that used to be.
Yeah, I like Jean. She's on board. She's, you know, she's up there in the years as well, but her attitude is great.
I mean, she's exactly right as well. I mean, there's nothing more peaceful than a candlelight vigil.
I mean, there really isn't.
And they were attacked by police yesterday. Police and state troopers for peacefully holding candles in remembrance of people who have suffered and who have lost their lives and livelihoods.
The police chief, this is according to InsideSources.com, said violators would be warned first, but noncompliant protesters could then be subject to arrest for disorderly conduct. And one person was arrested last night. That was clearly the law enforcement strategy on display Monday night. More than half a dozen police cruisers and even more officers were on the street outside the home of Chris Sununu to confront the protesters. Police had a generator-powered floodlight in the cul-de-sac, which, by the way, has been there for a few weeks now, to illuminate the area, and they immediately engaged with the demonstrators attempting to hold a candlelight vigil.
Now, do we know who was arrested?
Yes. I don't know him personally.
Okay.
But he's a YouTuber, actually.
Okay.
Troopers did not let them light their candles.
They never even got to light their candles.
And warned them of the ordinance and the fines that would soon follow.
And I'm also told that it's possible that there weren't any actual candles, that the candles they brought were battery operated.
Yeah, Bill on the phone last night said that they were battery operated candles. One protester was immediately fined $100. Protesters were told if they congregated outside of the governor's home, it would be viewed as, quote, picketing, unquote, and they would be in violation of the new law. And so...
So they get to just define whatever picketing is?
Apparently.
Just assembling here is picketing.
Well, hey, we know it when we see it.
Yeah, clearly.
On the order of state police, protesters walked along the street instead of remaining in front of Sununu's home. And this is, by the way, common with government bureaucrats. They love to tell people what to do. They really seem to get off on it. So these state troopers were just making up arbitrary stuff. Oh, no, you can't stand here. You need to walk down the street. Well, we're here to protest the governor's. Oh, nope, sorry. We just said you can't stand here. So if you either get walking or we're going to write you a ticket.
Bully's got a bully, right?
Yeah. So they just keep telling these people what to do, and they kept changing the rules, of course, because, well, if you do one thing, then they know you'll do the next 10 things that they tell you to do.
There does seem to be a legal definition of picketing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Standing or parading near a business or government office, usually with signs of protest or claims in labor disputes or public policy controversies. Picketing is constitutionally guaranteed as free speech, but in some cases it may be limited by court order to prevent physical combat, blocking of entrances, or threats to the public safety. Now,
none of those things were going on here.
Would a candle, could it not be classified as a sign of protest?
That's what they were saying, I think, last night in this case.
Yeah.
But again,
what is a sign?
These are protected. Picketing is protected speech.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they weren't blocking anyone's driveway. They weren't blocking the road.
We're talking about threats to public safety.
Yeah, we're talking about 10 people here that were, you know, standing with candles, or at least they thought they could stand. Then they were told, nope, you got to keep moving. So
we can parade by the governor's house?
Well, that's what they claimed until they ultimately arrested them. We'll get to that part.
Jeez.
Or not arrested, but ticketed. They arrested one guy.
Just inventing the law as they go. Sounds like cops.
The law is what we say it is, yep. According to them. So protesters then walked along the street instead of remaining in front of Sununu's home. They continued their impromptu march back up the street and around the cul-de-sac, where troopers again engaged them. Another dozen state police vehicles rolled in, with some officers in riot gear helmets and carrying batons.
Riot gear and batons.
That's right. They were prepared for this. They didn't just, like, roust up these officers from around the area and give them all this equipment. They were ready to roll, and they had these cops somewhere else waiting.
Battalions of riot police with rubber bullet kisses, baton courtesy, service with a smile.
One protester was arrested, though the charge was not immediately known. Police then fined every protester. They also fined the NH Journal reporter covering the protest, Chris Maidment, despite the fact that he was clearly displaying the media ID and repeatedly identified himself as a member of the press.
And he probably didn't have a candle.
And I suspect you're right. Maidment was charged with residential picketing and ordered to pay the $100 fine by January 28th of 2021. Or you can challenge this in court.
Challenge this in court, absolutely. I imagine they would throw it out. It's just because they don't want to have to, you know, actually defend this in a court. And if they throw it out, then they don't have to.
There's a spokesperson for Sununu, and he's got a quote I'll share with you coming up. It's
awesome.
Hilarious.
603-283-6160 is the call-in number. Again, 603-283-6160.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced new legislation that would boost stimulus checks for Americans after blocking a vote earlier in the day on a similar measure. McConnell's bill would raise the amount of the COVID stimulus check to the $2,000 that President Trump has asked for, and also contains a provision to repeal Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, the provision that gives social media companies certain legal immunities. Senator Bernie Sanders says that the American people just want them to pass more financial support. The Vermont Independent tells News Nation Now that any stimulus efforts should not contain poison pills.
I hope that doesn't happen. Look, the House passed the clean bill. That's what the American people want us to do, not to put in poison pills, not to muddy the water, but to just do what the American people want. There's a poll that came out, I think, the other day. 78% of the American people believe that we should pass legislation to provide working families with $2,000 per adult. Let's do it.
This is USA Radio News. December has been the deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths, and Dr. Anthony Fauci says it could still get worse next year. He tells CNN that the current surge is now out of control, and it's now difficult to do proper contact tracing.
We're in a very difficult situation. We never got down to a low baseline where you can actually control community spread by identification, isolation, and contact tracing. When you get to the numbers that we're in right now, it really is very, very difficult to do effective identification, isolation, and contact tracing. Some areas are doing it, but for the most part, as a whole, as a country, it really is sticking to the health, the public health guidelines that I've been talking about continuously, the simple things. We've got to keep doing it.
Fauci is also asking Americans to limit the size of their gatherings as they celebrate the new year. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Captain. And I want to say thank you to John Rosted, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find out all about it at amp.freetalklive.com. But it's basically a membership program where you contribute some amount of money per month, and we only ask $5. And it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence the program's name, AMP. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. You get a number of cool little features. There's an AMP-only Facebook group for people who aren't just perpetually banned from Facebook. There's an AMP-only call-in line and some other cool stuff. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. John Rosted, thank you so much for the support. We're talking about what happened in New Hampshire yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was over here repenting. My bad.
Yeah, yes, because I'm sure listeners remember last week, I think I had the brilliant idea to tell James.
You didn't have to go to that. Okay, good. Good.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. I was just being facetious. You can if you want to. It's,
no, I'd rather not. I was just going to explain what you were getting at.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about what happened in New Hampshire yesterday, where a candlelight vigil was attacked by at least 20 cops, possibly as many as 24. Against 10 peaceful protesters who were immediately attacked, didn't even get the opportunity to turn on their candles. And they even ticketed the reporter who was there covering the event.
Even though the reporter was like, hey, press badge, I'm with this organization.
Right.
I'm here to report on this. And apparently they told the reporter that he also needed to keep moving. So they told the protesters, nope, you can't stand still. You got to move, because they like to just tell you arbitrary things and they laugh at you behind your back.
Sure.
When you do what they say. And so this poor reporter's like standing there trying to take a picture of the people that were then, you know, being told to walk, and the cops are like, nope, you need to walk too. You got to keep moving. And ultimately, they all started moving, and that wasn't good enough, I guess. At some point, the cops then came up with a dozen backup officers, a dozen more cruisers, probably carrying more than 12 officers, showed up, which, again, you know they were prepared for this.
Yeah, because they showed up in riot gear with batons.
Right, so those cruisers were lurking somewhere else, and then they're like, up, the protesters are here. And then they came in and they showed up with a riot.
I believe it's referred to as a flanking maneuver.
That's probably a significant portion of the total number of state troopers in
New
Hampshire.
Region.
Yeah, like who was busy, you know, doing other state trooper duties during this whole debacle?
No one. I mean, this must have been every trooper they could have mustered for that, at the very least the region, probably not the whole state, but certainly everywhere around. And so here's what Sununu's spokes bureaucrat said. Quote, Governor Sununu and his family were not at home at the time of the protest. The governor had no involvement in the ordinance brought by Newfield's police chief Liebenau and passed by the select board, nor does the governor have any involvement in enforcement of the ordinance. So just, you know, pass the buck. Governor had no... This was specific to the protests that happened outside of his house, but he had no influence whatsoever.
And his brother's on the board,
no,
and his brother voted for him.
Nope.
Also...
Nothing to see here.
Also proposed and then implemented within 14 days.
Yeah. So they fast-tracked this thing through.
I mean, if Sununu is actually against this ordinance for the enforcement for it, I mean, he's already given himself enough arbitrary power to just write a new executive order saying it shall be illegal to make it illegal to picket outside residences.
The state troopers are his enforcement agents. The state troopers work for the executive branch.
Right.
If he wanted to, he could have said, wait a minute, you're using my state troopers here? I want no involvement in this.
These state troopers don't work for the city of Newfields.
They do not. In fact, the interesting detail we learned tonight, because one of our friends who comes out to a lot of our crypto meetups was telling us he was there for this.
Yes.
And so anyway, I forget the point I was going to make there. But back to the...
Was it about the motorboat noise ordinance thing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the quote from the governor's spokes bureaucrat. So he says, nor does the governor have any involvement in the enforcement of the ordinance. Any questions regarding the ordinance and its enforcement should be directed to the town of Newfields.
Where the governor lives and where his brother
is on the board of selectmen.
Yeah.
However, the presence of the governor's brother on the select board raises questions about this claim, as does the presence of several high-level officials in Sununu's administration at the December 8th meeting when the ordinance was unveiled. Colonel Nate Noyes of the New Hampshire State Police was there. Commissioner Robert Quinn of the Department of Safety, that's the same department that holds the state police, and Matthew Broadhead from the Attorney General's office. All three argued in favor of the ordinance and, quote, respectfully requested that the board adopt the measure.
To protect their employer, King Sununu.
That's right. NH Journal managing editor Michael Graham said, quote, our reporter was doing his job covering a local New Hampshire story that deals with both the current debate over COVID policy and the fundamental freedoms protected by the U.S. Constitution. They say, we will not be paying the fine. We'll see the town of Newfields in court.
Awesome. Good for them.
I guess, if you can get a court hearing these days.
I suspect most of the people aren't going to pay these fines and will instead request a court date.
I hope so.
Because these are a bunch of activists and stuff.
Yeah, and I suspect we're going to see some of these charges dropped. I think anyone who requests... Now, what's going to be the really interesting case is the guy they arrested.
Do we know what they arrested him for?
I believe disorderly conduct.
Okay.
Yes, that seems to be what was said, at least in the video that I saw post-arrest.
Because they ticketed
him
first.
Yeah.
So before they wrote everyone else the tickets, they ticketed him early on for some reason.
Okay.
And then I guess because he stuck around, maybe, they decided to go ahead and arrest him.
Yeah, he kept talking to them, is my understanding. So they
you never want to talk to
him,
police.
Issued him the citation, and he kept talking to them, asking what the citation was for, and they couldn't alliterate what the citation was actually for. And he's like, okay, well, can we all just agree that it's you give me a ticket against my First Amendment rights? You know, and the cops were just like, well, you know, we're just doing our jobs. You know, it's so bizarre, man. It's so bizarre to see this behavior, and I mean the cops' behavior. It's just so bizarre. I don't like it at all.
Well, the saddest part was that some of these protesters are the cop lover types, even though the cops are there abusing them and threatening them, and literally, in the video, the dozen extra cops that show up at the towards the end with the riot gear or whatever was semi-riot gear. I don't think it was like shields or anything like that, but they had batons and they had masks and they looked pretty intimidating that they were still like filleting these cops. Like, oh, well, we understand you guys have a job to do.
Really? But they don't. They don't have to do that.
That's right. They don't. They could say no.
I was just following orders is not a good argument.
Right. And like they were the video that I saw of the actual altercation happening, the guy who got arrested was making that point. They're like, you don't have to issue me anything. You have discretion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they're like, no, we have to.
Well, because their boss was there. And their boss had told them to. But either way, they should follow morality and not what their boss tells them.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So the guy who told us the story today claimed that one of the cops apparently said that they were there under orders from the attorney general directly.
Sounds like it's time to pick it outside the attorney general's again. There's no ordinance in Hillsboro.
Actually, Deering is the town, but I suspect they're working on that as we speak.
I suspect you're right. It'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out. I hope that none of these people pay their tickets, though.
Yeah, I'd rather get a ticket in Deering because the court's a lot closer. It's a long drive out to Newfields.
In other news, Spain is creating a registry for everyone who refuses the vaccine.
That won't be going very well.
And the registry won't be public, but they will be sharing it with other European countries, which ultimately could lead to a effective travel ban. The news was in the air for days, but now it's official. In Spain, there will be a register of people who refuse the vaccine. Although the vaccine will not be mandatory, said their health minister, but whoever decides not to get it will be included in a register, which will then be shared with other European Union countries.
Will they also give you a gold star to wear? So you can easily be identified.
They may very well, man. It's difficult to say at this point. That's it on that. That's the entire story. It's just depressing that this is going to happen. But it's not surprising coming from the European Union.
Not at all.
Are you going to get vaccinated? I doubt that many people listening are. Give us a call. Let us know. 603-28.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text
money to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
It is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about it. Well, I guess now you can't. But the number for future reference is 603-283-6160.
You can always take on-screen calls. I mean, doesn't matter.
That's true. I prefer not to, though.
Okay. Then nope.
Then you can, but you can join us. I'm not going to take your call tonight, probably. But you can join me and presumably Captain and certainly Ian for ForkFest 2021 at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is June the 28th through July the 4th, and it's decentralized. There's no ticket cost. All you have to do is pay for your RV site, your motel room, or your camping site, and you're done. You're attending ForkFest. That's all there is to it. And there's really no better way to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can just create whatever experience or event you want others to have. If you're planning an event, you can connect with all of these people at forkfest.party. You can also find links to the Telegram chat and the ForkFest forum. Again, all of that is forkfest.party. Mark your calendar, June the 28th through July the 4th. ForkFest may be the only event that happens this year, but I don't know. They're bringing out this vaccine, and I'm hoping that enough people get it that we're able to just slip by unnoticed and no one else has to wear mask or social distance or any of this other crap.
I covered a story last night that says in Germany they're considering implementing COVID-like measures, including shutdowns to combat global warming or climate change.
Yeah.
So things like this make me less optimistic about any of this going back to normal until people take it back.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll get frustrated enough, but let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's a good idea. They should just close down the entire country of Germany. Just shut it down, leave it closed, and the rest of us can do more of what we want to do.
Hey, David, do me a favor, man. Hold that phone like a whole foot away from your face because it's killing me.
All right. That's about 13 and a half going on 14 inches.
I don't
know
what kind of crazy phone you have, but it's like really overdriven. Anyway,
yeah, you didn't sound like you when I screened the call.
It didn't make a change.
Anyway. It didn't?
No, not really. Keep going.
Okay. How about that? Any different?
A little better. Thank you.
Anyway, so I wanted your opinion on this. You know, in the old days, if you went into a retailer, they were, like, happy to have you in there as a customer. They were happy that you were in there spending your money.
Yeah, they're like, oh, welcome. Come on in. What can I show you?
Yeah, right, $1,500. Smile at
they
you.
They generally appreciated that. But nowadays, you go into one of the few places you can go to get food, you know, like Walmart, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they act like they are doing you a favor, but they act like you should be, like, happy that they allowed you in the store and stuff like that. And one of the things that they do is, so you grab all your items and you go and you pay for them. I mean, so you paid for them, right? And they're all bagged and they're in your cart and you're taking them out. And you just dropped a $1,000 bill, if there was such a thing. And then they won't let you out of their store until you prove to them that you paid for your $1,000 worth of stuff that's all bagged that you just spent the last 45 minutes in the checking out. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think of that, about holding customers hostage after the customer has already given up their money and bagged all their stuff and been on camera from every different angle?
Are they requesting a receipt from you or something?
That you actually paid for the stuff before you're allowed to leave the store, or you'll be physically restrained.
That's an interesting question.
Is this happening somewhere?
This happens at, I remember it happened to me first at Best Buy years ago, where they would demand to see, well, of course, we asked him to hold his phone 2 feet away from his
face. Oh, so he can't hear.
If you want, put him on hold.
I can hear you now.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So the first place I I saw this was at Best Buy years ago.
You're talking about where they check your receipt before you leave?
Where they say, oh, hold on, sir, you know, and then they want to see your receipt. From what I understand, they're not allowed to actually, like, detain you, so purportedly you can just go on by them, I think. I mean, I'm not giving legal advice here, but that's my understanding of what I've heard over the years. I mean, I get why they do it, because of loss control and people steal stuff.
Yeah,
so,
that's what it is, loss prevention.
This is one of the ways they feel like it affects, you know.
The first time I remember seeing that, and the most, we'll call it militant, that I've ever seen of that sort of receipt checking was Guitar Center, of all places, because, well, as you can imagine, broke musicians are a little more prone to shoplifting.
Now, do they do this for every customer or just some of them?
Well, at Guitar Center, it was everyone.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was everyone. Oh, wow. If you were walking out the door and you had so they were required to put whatever merchandise you had in a bag as long as it fit. If it didn't fit in the bag, they would have to help. They would have an employee help you carry it out to your car. Mm-hmm. That was their policy. So you couldn't go in there, buy a guitar, and carry it out by yourself. Because it wouldn't fit in the bag. But
yeah, I mean, I'm of a mixed feeling about this. Like, I get why the store does it. At the same time, it's totally inconvenient and insulting, right, to some extent, if you are the customer and you're honest and you didn't steal anything.
The easy answer to this problem, though, is to just make sure, like most grocery stores do, that the exit doors are on the other side of the checkout counter. Like, if you go into Guitar Center, you walk in through the doors, there's a little podium there where a couple people stand. It's not the checkout counter. You go inside, and the checkout counter is in generally the middle of the store.
That's unusual.
Yeah, because they want you to go shop at all the different, you know, areas, the drum area, the guitar area, the accessories area, and then bring it all with the salesperson to the center console where they ring you up. And then once they ring you up, if you have something that they need to help you out with, they get somebody to help you out. But then you walk past, you know, to go out again, you walk past this podium where they have the loss prevention people standing. Then they check your receipt and allow you to...
Because you walked past a bunch of product and you could have put something in the bag.
Right.
But to answer your question more directly, David, I hate Walmart.
Yeah.
I don't go to Walmart because I don't approve of that kind of crap. Shop somewhere else.
Exactly. Here's an even stranger example. I went into Total Wine and whatever it's called, and I'd never been in there before. I went in there, I looked around, I didn't buy anything, and I went to leave, and I couldn't get out because what they did is their checkout lanes are one body width wide, and the only lanes they have open are the ones that are being used, and so you can't get by the people by the checkout. There's no other way to get out, and I literally had to ask permission from the store manager for him to make a way for me to actually get out of the store. I was held prisoner.
Shopping so good, you'll never leave.
Bizarre.
Well, to be fair, Total Wine is a chain that it carries far more than wine. Half the store is approximately wine. The other half is beer and booze, at least in the state of Washington. Now, I used to refer to this store playfully as Booze R Us, because it's basically an alcoholic's playground. But he is right. They set up their stores in such a way that you are funneled through the checkout counters only. There isn't really another way. Like, if you didn't buy anything, you were just looking, and you want to leave, you still have to go by the through the checkout counter.
That's insane. David, thank you so much for the call. Interesting points. I've never heard of Total Wine, and it doesn't sound like it's somewhere I would shop.
Well, so here in New Hampshire, that you have state liquor stores, so you can't have a Total Wine here.
Well, you can. It just couldn't have liquor. It could have wine and beer.
Well, that's not their business model.
But they're called Total Wine, so it should be.
They're called Total Wine, but, you know, it should be called Booze R Us.
Right.
Is what it should be called.
That's a better name anyway.
Yeah, or Alcoholic Candyland.
So we don't have much time left, but I do want to talk about it because this is even dumber than the nose-picking thing that we spent 40 minutes on earlier.
I don't know.
It was. A yoga studio in Toronto, Canada, has come up with a way for people to do yoga in large groups, except they're not in large groups. They're just in the general vicinity of each other. They have these enormous plastic domes that are 12 feet tall and 7 feet wide, and they're funneling these people into these domes to do yoga.
Bubbles. Outdoors, by the way.
In Canada, in December.
No, this is an old story.
Oh, yes it is, June. I didn't see that. They'll also hear instructions inside their pods through an audio system. All participants will have to have their temperature checked before being accepted into the class.
Why would you prefer to do that versus just do yoga at home in your living room?
Well, the reason generally you would go to a group is because you would like some instruction. You want to have somebody there who knows what they're doing so they can tell you what you might be doing wrong, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you can't get that be on like accomplished a video over a video conference?
Well, I want to funnel more people into video conferencing.
This is basically the same thing because, you know, you're separated from the people that you're with. I mean, generally, if you are in whether it's a ballet class or yoga or whatever or exercise, you have somebody who's an expert there, a trainer, who can show you the better techniques or whatever. You can't do that as well over a video conference.
But I mean, they're not necessary
sure,
anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, based on the photo of what I just saw, I'm not sure how good of an instruction you're going to get when you're inside of a yoga bubble.
Yeah, probably not very good. They also have to show photo ID upon entry.
By the way, this isn't just this one place. This is going on at a bunch of different yoga studios from what I saw.
Well, restaurants are now putting igloos and crap outside and making people eat outside.
Bubble society.
Yeah, remember when we joked about people being in bubbles?
It's happening.
Yep, it is. And no one seems to be doing anything except us at Free Talk Live. But hey, we're done for the night. But we're still on the internet. Check us out at freetalklive.com.
The Shire Free Church offers a sanctuary to those seeking an escape from state churches.
The Shire Free Church is an interfaith, diverse group of people that may not share identical theological beliefs. As a member in or minister of the Shire Free Church, you are a sovereign individual and may be the faith of your choice.
We don't claim to have all of the answers.
We are open to all peaceful people.
We want to learn from each other.
What unifies the Shire Free Church and its diverse members is peace,
love, and liberty. There are many paths to God, one for every individual.
The Shire Free Church does not define a specific path beyond those parameters that must be your foundation.
Peace as your way,
love as your guide,
and liberty as your light.
Learn more at church.shiresociety.com.
That's church.shiresociety.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of
tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.